wasn't willing to pay him anymore.
A gardener works for nothing.
If you don't want to pay him anymore, then cancel his service.
I did.
How did you cancel his service?
By not paying him.
No. Absolutely ridiculous. That's a ridiculous answer, Miss Curry.
Was this customer a bad seed?
I get in my truck. Next thing I hear, you know, turn on the water, turn on the water. She starts spraying water in my passenger side window.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Gardener Gene Bennett is suing former client Charlene Curry for 2 months' worth of service and for assaulting him with a garden hose.
Order. All rise. Yeah, it's case number 340 on the calendar in the matter of Bennett versus Curry.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Bennett, it is your claim that the defendant did not pay you in full for gardening services that you performed in her home.
Correct.
And when you attempted to collect the money that she owed you, she assaulted you with a garden hose.
Yes.
Splashed water at you through your car window, got you wet, got the car wet. You want your money. And you want some compensation for the way you were treated. And in addition, she gave you a check. And then she stopped payment on the check.
Right away.
The defendant says that she didn't like the job you did, so she wasn't planning on paying you in full. And she alleges, at least, that you shattered her car window, and she wants to be compensated for that. She has a counterclaim for her car window. I'm going to start with you, Miss Curry. What was your financial arrangement with Mr. Bennett in doing your gardening?
He was coming at the beginning of the month, and I pay him at the end of the month.
How much each month?
$85.
And what did he do for the $85 a month?
The agreement was I would rake up the dog poop, and he was supposed to mow the backyard, clean up all the leaves, and he did that the first month he was there.
When did you start working?
April, approximately 15th.
And were you paid for April?
Yes, ma'am, right away.
And in May, you were paid $85?
Correct, about in the middle of the next month.
Okay, so that came was a little bit late.
Yes.
Did you present Miss Curry with a bill at the beginning of the month?
Okay, I was always supposed to go on Wednesday, so the last Wednesday of each month, I put the bill to her mailbox. First week, she paid it. Next time, middle of the month, she paid it. The next time, the end of the month, she paid it. By then, okay. She was already a month behind.
Okay, so in the month of June, she paid you at the end of June.
Correct. I have it right here. She paid me July 22nd for June.
Why?
July the 22nd for the month of June. I think I was, at that point, I wasn't wanting to pay him anymore.
Well, then that's your problem, Miss Curry. If you don't want to pay him anymore, then cancel his service.
I did.
How did you cancel his service?
By not paying him.
No. Absolutely ridiculous. That's a ridiculous answer, Miss Curry.
Well, that's what I was doing.
Well, that's a ridiculous answer, madam.
Well,
that's a ridiculous answer from an otherwise intelligent-looking woman. If you cancel someone's services, I have a gardener. I've had a gardener for a long time. If I no longer want their services, I either call them, write them a letter telling them that I am no longer in need of your service. Please accept this as my final payment. Do not come and perform any services in my house again. I don't just not pay them and let them come to my house and mow my lawn or do whatever he does there and then just don't pay him. And he's supposed to, like Karnak, read your mind that you're not paying him because you don't want him to work anymore. Miss Curry?
It wasn't a matter of him reading my mind. He and I had had many occasions where I had to tell him what to do in the backyard because he wasn't even going into the backyard.
Then you cancel his service.
Right, but I'm giving him an opportunity to do his work
Miss
and get
Curry,
paid for it.
Are these your children?
Yes, they are.
Well, don't embarrass yourself in front
I'm
of your children.
I'm not embarrassing myself.
Yes, you are.
My kids,
I'm telling you that
I'm
you
not.
Are embarrassing yourself
no,
in front of your
opinion,
children.
But I'm
what
not.
What kind of work do you are? What
no,
kind
not.
Of work do you do?
I'm a registered nurse.
Let me tell you something. This is my playpen. I get the last word, and I'm telling you that you are embarrassing yourself or will in front of your children.
No.
Somebody performs a service, you pay them. You no longer want their service.
But he's not doing
I'm speaking, don't interrupt me. You no longer want their service, you notify them, you say, I don't want your services anymore. If you're a nurse and you take care of somebody, and the family says, I told her four times, I didn't want her to do this to my father, and I didn't want her to do that to my father, and every day you go there, and every day you take care of this person, or you perform a service, and they say, we're not paying you. We already told you we didn't like the way you were taking care of our father, we didn't like the way you were taking care of our mother, and you should have known that you weren't going to get paid because we didn't like the way you were performing the service. We never told you not to come. We never told you not to do it. But we didn't like the way you, Miss Curry, were taking care of our family member. Therefore, you're not getting paid. That's what you did to the plaintiff, and you owe him his money for all the time that he came to your house, unless you're prepared to show me a letter where you canceled the service, which you can't because you never did.
No, I didn't.
So it's outrageous. What you did was outrageous. How much does she owe you?
$170, 2 months at $85 a month.
And when you went to her house to demand your money, I want you to tell me what happened.
Okay, it was the first Wednesday of September. Went up, knocked on the door. She comes to the door, and I said, I want to find out what's going on with July and August. And she says, well, I'm not paying you. Slams the door. So that kind of upset me a little bit. And I did rap on the door pretty vigorously. And nothing happened. Nothing. So, okay, fine. So I walk back around to her car, and I'm halfway past her car, going to get into my car. And she comes storming out with her German Shepherd and, do that again. I didn't really know what, but here she's out, so I was gonna talk to her. So I stopped, see the dog, and I kind of kept the front of the car between me and her and the dog. And she's saying, do that again. Well, I just wanna find out what's going on. So, you know, either I'm gonna get paid or I'm gonna go home, what? And she's yelling. She said, just get out of here. So I go, I get in my truck, but I kind of got to get paid. I got to figure out what am I going to do. So I'm sitting there a few minutes. Next thing I hear, turn on the water. She starts spraying water in my passenger side window. So I start the car and I start to pull down the driveway, and she's walking with me. So I stop the car, put it in park. I'm only about halfway out the driveway. Reach over, roll up the window, get out of the car. Ma'am, don't you think that's assault? She says, no, I don't think that's assault. I want you out of here. I said, well, let's see what the police think. And I called the police.
Now, when you went and got the police, Mr. Bennett.
Yes.
Police came. When did Miss Curry give you the check?
After about a half hour of talking.
You mean
with
when the police were there?
Oh, absolutely, yes. The police officer gave me the check, not her.
And when did you deposit the check?
Straight away. As soon as he said I was done, I went right to her bank.
Okay. And the check was on a bank account that was closed?
No, actually, I didn't have any proof of the check at all, and I need that for my records. So I asked the clerk, would you mind copying the check for me? You know, and she says, I'm not supposed to, but yeah, sure, why not? And she went in the back, she copied the check, she hands me the copy, she's got it on the screen, and she's about to give me the money. Screen goes beep. She says, I'm sorry, I can't do anything with this check.
What was wrong with the check? Did you give him a check on a closed account?
No.
Did you give him a check and cancel the check?
Yes, I did eventually cancel the check.
When eventually did you cancel the check, Miss Curry? That day, the day that you gave him the check?
No.
When did you cancel the check?
I canceled the check after he returned to my house with the check in his hand, and he says, you need to write me a better check, screaming at me from out on the street up into my yard. And he was screaming, you need to give me a better check. And I said to him, when the police were here, I told you that you need to deposit the check the next day because I just paid my kids' tuition and I was getting paid the very next day. So I told him he needed to pay. I mean, he needed to pay.
I don't believe that, Miss Curry. I don't believe that at all.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You can't coach her. I'm not going to take her testimony. You can't coach her.
Well, I don't know the exact day.
So then say I don't remember. If I wanted your mother's memory of it, I would ask your mother's memory of it. Do you understand?
And later today.
Did he ask you to put that on his computer?
No, of course not.
Well, then he wants you to take it off his computer.
No.
Just a second. That didn't require an answer.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Gardner Gene Bennett says former client Charlene Curry owes for 2 months of service and for assaulting him with a garden hose. Charlene is countersuing, claiming Gene broke out her car window.
I don't believe that the police were going to take that kind of equivocation at all. He's there complaining that you assaulted him with a hose. He's complaining to the police.
I was ready to go to jail.
Just a second.
For it. I was ready to go to jail because
Miss Curry, You did the wrong thing.
No, I didn't.
Well, you can say you didn't all you like, my dear. That's why you're here.
Yep.
I've been in the business of 40 years.
I've been in my business for 30.
But, well, I wouldn't tell you how to take somebody's blood pressure or change a bandage. That's not my business. This is my business. And I'm telling you, legally, you did the wrong thing.
Well, I don't think that I did.
Well, I don't care what you think. Yeah. Don't you understand? Mm-hmm. The law is my business, so I don't care what you think. I'm telling you, you did the wrong thing three times so far. First, you didn't pay him for his services that you had not canceled and allowed him to continue to perform services. Second, you took a garden hose in order to get him off your property mm-hmm. and sprayed him in his car. Finally, when the police came in order to make the whole thing go away because the police were angry that they were involved in this ridiculous altercation, you said, all right, I'll give him a check. And you gave him a check, and you knew that there was not sufficient funds in the bank because you just told me that you knew that, that you
gave
him a check.
But you're not letting me tell the story. You're listening to him, but you're not listening to me at all.
Did you go out to his car with a German Shepherd?
No, I didn't go out to his car with a German Shepherd. I called my German Shepherd outside.
Ms. Curry, he's suing you for $670. $170 for the gardening services that he did.
That he doesn't deserve.
And I'm giving him $670 because he had a lot of aggravation to get his money, and I find what you did to him with the garden hose outrageous. So I'm awarding him on his claim $670. Now prove to me that he broke the window on your car, which I'm not so sure he didn't do.
I have a police report here.
Just a second. Don't show me a police report. All I want is proof that he broke the window on your car.
She was there. She was through the whole thing.
I saw him do it.
Perfect. I said I'm not so sure he didn't do it. Step up. Tell me your name.
My name is Patricia.
Patricia,
I'm her daughter, Charlene.
On what date did you see Mr. Bennett? Just a second. Miss Curry, if you're going to coach her, I'm not
I don't know the date.
You can't coach her. Do you understand? You can't. I'm not going to take her testimony. I'm asking her questions. You can't coach her.
Well, I don't know the exact day.
I don't remember. If I wanted your mother's memory of it, I would ask your mother's memory of it. Do you understand?
I understand.
So you don't remember what date it was?
No.
Look at me. Do you remember where it was?
In the driveway, yes.
Of your house?
Of our
house. Do you remember what time of day it was?
From 2 to 3.
In the afternoon?
Afternoon.
Where were you?
I was in her bedroom facing out the window.
And tell me what you saw.
I saw his white van turn around, park right in front of our driveway. I saw him get out. That's when she was telling me something about the computer, because that's the only reason I went in there. I looked down, I heard a shatter. I looked up, I saw him run down the driveway, get in his car and zoom off.
Now, was this before or after the altercation with the police?
This was after, and that's when the police came again.
Was it after the same day?
It was the same day. The police came twice to our house.
Did you speak to the police when they came back with regard to the shattered window?
Yes, I did. We called right after.
Now I'm going to see the police report, please.
If I may, Your Honor?
No. Right now I'm looking at the police report, Mr. Bennett.
All right.
Not everything's on there.
Did you speak to the police, Patricia?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes.
Did you tell either one of the officers that you heard something shatter?
Yes, I did.
Would you point out anywhere on this police report that you told the police that you heard something shatter?
It's not.
That's your statement.
Not everything's on there.
No, everything is...
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you. Everything is not on the paper.
I'm just asking you to point out to me where there is anything on that report where you say that you heard anything shatter.
No, I don't.
And, Patricia, does that report indicate, your mother at least said, that her window was shattered by an unknown person?
No, it doesn't.
I'll take a look at it now.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Did he turn over his computer to you for the purpose of your fixing it?
Mm-hmm.
That would require a yes or a no, Mr.
Yes.
Flip-flop. Flip-flops.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Gardener Jean Bennett says former client Charlene Curry owes for 2 months of service and for assaulting him with a garden hose. Charlene is countersuing, claiming Jean broke out her car window.
We contacted the victim, that would be you, who stated that person unknown vandalized her vehicle. Is that what it says in the report?
It may be, but that's not what we told them.
Right. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $670. The counterclaim for the window is dismissed. That's all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Why is that excuse? You may step out.
Everything she said was fabrication.
Because I wasn't going to pay him.
A lot of the things that she said, even on her complaint and stuff.
My intent was not to pay him.
Dates didn't even match up or anything like that. It was just all fabricated.
He didn't do anything. Why should I pay somebody for what they're not doing?
I don't even believe the rear window was ever broken.
I don't even want to talk about it.
I wanted to talk to the daughter, actually, and say, I hope you realize your mother's not teaching you the right lesson.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Fraley versus Williams. Step forward.
Robert Fraley is suing co-worker Jared Williams for the cost to repair his computer. Robert claims Jared embedded an offensive message on his hard drive, and he wants it removed.
Mr. Fraley, your complaint alleges that the defendant put a statement about you on your computer that you found offensive and libelous.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Do you want to tell me how he got his hands on your computer and then explain to me what it is that you found offensive and why it is that if you found it offensive, you are suing him for as little as $400?
Yes, ma'am.
Go.
Well, we're co-workers, and he does computer repair where we work. And my computer, my desktop, was not working properly. He said he could fix it. Then I asked how much. He said about $20. So I dropped it off to him on October 23rd.
Dropped it off where?
At work.
Go ahead.
And 3 days later, he brought it back to work and returned it to me. Mm-hmm. I take it home, and I get home and plug it in, and the start menu says Rob is gay on it, and also the computer name. So I've tried to get that. I've called and got some estimates, trying to. Everybody's saying I got to get the hard drive completely wiped and reinstalled, and it's the only way to fix it. And that's why I'm upset, because I mean, it's a slanderous message.
It's not necessarily a slanderous message. It's a message that he says was a joke. Now, why would you think that was a joke?
Well, that's a joking matter to me.
It's a joking matter to you?
Sure.
If it is a joking matter to you, why would you think that you would want to impose that on somebody else?
Well, maybe he mistook it the wrong way. I don't know. This is ridiculous.
Did he ask you to put that on his computer?
Of course not.
Well, then he wants you to take it off his computer.
No.
Just a second. That didn't require an answer. I said he wants you to take it off of his computer. When he turned over his computer to you, did he turn over his computer to you for the purpose of your fixing it? Mm-hmm. That would require a yes or a no, Mr.
Yes.
Flip-flop. Flip-flops. He didn't give you the computer for the purpose of you installing anything on the computer, is that right?
No. He said he had a virus on it and he needed to get it wiped and get a...
Did you fix the virus?
Yeah.
And he paid you for it?
Yes.
How much did he pay you for it?
$20.
And in addition to doing that, you installed this thing on his computer that requires, if he wants to take it off, for somebody else to take it off. Mm-hmm. Why is anything that I said funny? I don't
no,
use
ma'am.
A computer, so I can, you know, it's hard for me to logistically tell you exactly what you did. All I know is you put something on his computer that he doesn't like, and he wants to take it off, and it's going to require a certain amount of money to take it off.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a... You the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
So you have to take it off.
But I'm not going to.
Well, you're not going to take it off, but you're going to pay for somebody to take it off, Mr. Williams. Now, do you have an estimate to
yes,
take
I do.
That off?
No.
Can I see the estimate that you have to remove whatever it is that smart math flip-flop over here put on your computer?
Yes, I actually have two estimates, but they're roughly the same price.
Now, what is this? When you put on your computer, that's what, to you, the offensive phrase is?
Well, actually, if I'm logged into a wireless router with that computer...
I don't
computer,
understand what that means.
So. I actually have an expert witness, Your Honor.
I don't need
I've
an expert
contacted.
Witness. I don't want to learn about computers. I don't want to understand
okay.
them any
I mean,
better.
He could explain more why the message was slanderous.
I don't want an explanation of it, sir.
Other people can
just,
see it.
So other people can see it, and you want to take it off, and you're absolutely entitled to have Smarty Pants take it off. judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $298. Thank you. That's all.
I didn't even get to state my case.
You stated your case. I heard you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Him to fix it.
It's just a joke.
And he was just arrogant enough to say, no, I'm not fixing it.
It's just a joke, and if somebody can't take a joke.
Because I give him the opportunity to fix it before I filed the charges.
He took it as the wrong thing, then hey, then that's on him.
And he refused to fix it.
I'm trying to get him fired.
Good luck with that, because the evidence speaks for itself.